Cabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the LD Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
You're tuned to WLEW Sports as the two-point conversion is good for USA, and they're now leading 8-0 of the hosting of the Bearcats. Plenty of game left, though, Dave. 11:09 in the second quarter.
Oh, it's always early in this game, Clark. Early in the second quarter, we've seen both offenses have quite a bit of success. Just the USA sort of found something, got a little clue there going their way as they forced two incompletions down in the red zone. Outside of that, USA had reached fourth down four times and converted all four times. So Ubley's doing things right. Just got to close the door on fourth down.
Another score is at 7:25 mark in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads 7-0 after an Eli Kraft touchdown over Bad Axe. 8-0 here, though, USA over Ubley. 11:09 left in the second quarter. USA is going to be kicking off left to right across your radio. Number 88, Hayden Ewald, doing the duties. His second kick of the night has USA kicked off to start the game.
Ewald in to kick for the Patriots. That game for the Bearcats, number 5, Kirk Kowalski.
And they're discussing things, probably what they're going to do after the game. And here we go. Seemed to take forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was about.
Hayden Ewald, you know. And we're ready to kick it off. From the 40-yard line, the kick is up. This one is aerial all the way to the 16-yard line, where Ubley brings it in. He's out to the 30, finally brought down at the 33-yard line. That is number 30. Evan Block, the sophomore tight end, brings it out to the 34, and that's where it'll be first and 10 for the Bearcats on their second drive of the night.
Number 55, Tyler Berriger, makes his first tackle for USA.
USA's scoring drive lasted just over 7 minutes. 7 minutes and 7 minutes and 40 seconds. 11:03 left in the second quarter, 8-0 USA. First and 10 for the Bearcats from their 34. Right hands this one off right through the middle, up the gut. Number 22, Cole Rungbach, diving for as many yards as he can. Out to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 4. Brings up a second and 6 situation for the Bearcats.
Austin Harper in on the tackle for USA.
USA leads 8-0. They're currently on defense. Ubley back on the field for the second time tonight on offense. Their first drive stalled in the red zone of USA. T formation for Wright and the Bearcats. It's a handoff to the second man. He's out for the right, and that's number 20. Derek Brown out to the 30, and finally brought down at the 29-yard line of USA. Blast through the line from the 37 all the way down to the, actually saying the 30-yard line. So a 33-yard gain for Ubley, and all of a sudden they got some legs behind him.
Wow, and a burst through the line, a big hole there from the run through. Ryan Miller-Wise of USA saved a touchdown. He was the last man to beat.
Derek Brown is the freshman moving up to varsity. Now we can see why. First and 10 from the 30-yard line of USA. T formation from the right hash. It's a handoff to the left side. This one finally ends at the 24-yard line. And Mr. Brown is at the bottom of that pile. 6-yard gain for Evan Brown.
Nathan Milkey makes the tackle. Nathan Milkey makes tackle for USA.
Excuse me, it's Derek Brown, the 5'8" freshman running back. 9:50 left in the second quarter. Ubley trails by 8-0 to USA, but they are knocking on the door inside the red zone of USA at the 24-yard line. Second and 4 coming up. There's the snap. Rolls to his left, and it hands it off. Out for the first down, out to the 19-yard line, bound of the pile, is number 22, Cole Rogenbach. He's a junior, and it's enough for a first down, a 7-yard gain for Ubley. Move the chains at the 19.
And a nice run there, changing it up from Brown, going with Rogenbach. Milkey in another tackle for USA.
Milkey leads the team with tackles at 3. He has 3 of 10 tackles for USA on defense. First and 10 from the 19 of USA are the Ubley Bearcats. Closer to the left hash, Jeff Wright. T takes the snap and hands it off to the first man. That's Kurt Kabosky. Still trying to get something. They say forward motion has him stopped at the 16-yard line, actually 17-yard line, for a 2-yard gain. Second and 8 coming up for the Bearcats from the 17-yard line. And the clock continues to roll at 8:55 in the first half.
Kabosky just refusing to go down. Austin Harper wrestled him to the ground.
Hubley comes out of the snap, or out of the huddle, right to left across your radio. Jeff Wright ready to take the snap. Three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Kurt Kabosky around the right side. He's found, right in the backfield. Again, I couldn't see the ball in that one.
Looks like Derek Brown right up the middle.
And nothing going there. Actually, he moved forward for about a yard. He's at the 16-yard line. So Derek Brown grabs one more yard, brings up a third and seven. Third down seven situation for Ubley at the USA 16. Their last drive stalled about at the same spot. With next time with 8 minutes left in the first half.
54, Austin Harper in on another tackle for USA.
He has four. Third and seven, right under center. Hands it off to number 22, Cole Rogenbach, and he's met right at the line, but still pushes him forward across the 15-yard line to the 14. That's a gain of three, but unfortunately brings up a fourth and four situation. Very similar grounds here for the Ubley Bearcats.
Number 22, Rogenbach, tackled by number 22, USA, Nathan Milkey. Interesting situation here for Ubley. Fourth and a long four. We've seen a couple pass plays go unsuccessful last drive. We'll see if they stick to the running game here.
7:20 left in the second quarter. USA 8, Ubley nothing. T formation. Jeff Wright under center at the 14. He's going to pass, rolling to his right. Nothing there, and he's brought down for the sack. Number 27, Seth Gangler, goes through, and he sacks the quarterback way back at the 23-yard line. The line of scrimmage was at the 14. It's a loss of nine, but we have a late hit. A flag flew at the very last second.
The first yellow handkerchief of the year.
No word yet.
Ubley offense staying on the field.
So even with the sack that didn't happen, you eliminate that sack from your mind, and actually it's going to result in a first down half the distance to the goal line on the late hit after the play. Dave, those are the plays that coaches just hate.
Unnecessary. Away from the ball. Apparently did not hear the whistle. Brandon Harper, the guilty party for USA.
Hold on, we have a correction. After the play, away from the ball, does not result in an automatic first down.
Actually, Clark, they get half the distance to the goal. Halfway there did not actually give them a first down from where the spot of the ball was, so it results in a turnover anyways.
So it's a first and 10 situation for USA. So we'll say the sack stands.
Apparently. I guess I thought a personal foul resulted in an automatic first down, but I'm going to have to check the rule book on that.
We're going to have to check that one indeed. First and 10 now for USA after Ubley comes up empty-handed for the second time tonight. USA 8, Ubley nothing. USA with the ball at their own 10-yard line, left to right across the radio, and Seth Gangler gets out to about the 12-yard line, gain of two.
Number 60, Logan Lemke with a tackle.
And actually that penalty was on Brandon Harper.
Yes, it was.
28. 6:40 left in the first half, 8-0 USA. They have the ball, it's a second and eight situation. From the 12-yard line of their own zone, left to right across the radio. Now we have a personal timeout by the official as Jeff Wright is jogging off the field. He looks like he's bleeding on his left arm.
Now, good news is it's the left arm. It's not his throwing arm, and it does not at all look to be serious.
He doesn't seem too frazzled.
Not in the least way at all.
Dave, who had the tackle on the last play?
Logan Lemke, number 60 for Ubley.
Thank you.